Welcome to the CESA 6 Growth and Development Center Energizer Podcast for Educational Administrators. I'm your host, Amy Bindis. Our intention for this podcast is to energize you with ideas and encourage you to bring a high level of anabolic or uplifting and optimistic energy to the important process of staff growth and development. This month, although we haven't come to the end of our discussion on inspirational leadership, we've come to the end of our NUDGE, or Nudge Formula for Employee Effectiveness. As you remember, we talked about N being nurturing someone by acknowledging and validating their current and past efforts. Then we went to the U of unpacking the criteria for success in their job so they understand the high expectations put on the different facets of their practice. We then moved to the D, developing the staff member to ensure they have the knowledge and the ability to carry through with improvements. After that, it was all about the G, or observing practice and then giving and receiving the meaningful feedback needed to provoke thought and to provoke their progress. We now come to the E in the nudge formula. Marked improvement and sustainable change won't be realized unless we focus on the E, empowering the staff member to grow themselves. One definition of empower comes from the Oxford Dictionary. It reads, to make someone stronger and more confident, especially in controlling their life. I love that. We are in control of our own lives. So when you empower a staff member to make decisions and to get things done with reasonable judgment, you're telling him or her that you trust them and that you feel they're intelligent enough and capable enough to support their own improvement efforts. You have thus increased your leadership capacity by strengthening their leadership capacity within themselves to grow. As a mother, as much as I want my children to live lives of meaning, purpose, and service, I've realized I can't do it for them. And as a school administrator, as much as I want my staff to impart high-quality instruction and constantly strive to improve, I can't do it for them. Sure, I can teach, I can model, I can try to motivate, I can try to inspire, but in the end, the only person that can follow through with improvement is the person himself or herself. So after I do all of those things as an educational leader, the next step is arguably the most important, and to me, it's the most fulfilling part of leadership, and that's empowering others. The Gallup organization is seen as a leader in measuring employee engagement and empowerment in the workplace. And if you're familiar with the Q12, it's an assessment containing 12 research-based questions indicating whether the employee's basic needs are being met, that they are seen as an individual within the organization, and once those two areas are satisfied, it measures whether or not they feel empowered to grow. For example, question 11 reads, in the last 6 months, someone has talked to me about my progress. And question 12 reads, this last year, I have had opportunities in my work to learn and grow. So how do we as evaluators influence empowerment? As we've discussed in previous episodes, the nudge formula process is an infinity loop that goes back and forth. So although nurturing, unpacking, developing, and giving and receiving feedback repeat continuously, these conditions must be present for an employee to feel empowered. So once those conditions have been established, let's now consider three factors that lead to that further empowerment in the workplace. Those three factors include personalization, accountability, and celebration. A Gallup Workplace May 2021 article entitled To Get Your People's Best Performance, Start with Purpose by Jacob Hurway states, organizational purpose becomes purposeful when the employee recognizes that their unique contribution furthers that goal. Think about how you have discussed the goals of your organization, your school, or your workplace, and the part each staff member plays in achieving that goal or those goals. Does every staff member feel empowered to contribute? And do they know exactly how they can most effectively contribute? You know, we all need to feel like our life matters and like what we're doing matters. If we haven't realized how our purpose can be realized in the workplace, we're going to seek it out in other aspects of life. This causes many of us to walk through life kind of compartmentalized. There's our home self, our work self, our family self, our outside interest self, and possibly more. If we don't feel confident and empowered in one of these areas, we may desperately seek it in another, causing us to feel a sense of separation in the area or areas we don't feel confident or empowered in. Think about the more richer, the more abundant life we can have and experience by seeing ourselves as whole human beings and letting our life purpose fuel and connect every aspect of our lives. Our strengths and talents don't just exist in one facet of life, but in every facet. Asking and encouraging a staff member to bring their purpose into their workplace empowers them as a whole person, willing and capable to grow and to thrive. Hervey goes on to state, personal purpose requires regular conversations about the unique contributions individual employees make in their day-to-day work, prompting questions like, what gets you excited? What do you value most in your life? Or what do you know to be known for? May help individuals find their voice and sense of ownership in their work, bringing energy and empowerment to their everyday practice. In addition to personalization, empowerment goes hand in hand with accountability. Accountability, when done correctly, imparts care and a commitment to the growth of the employee. If someone shares a personal struggle with you, they appreciate when you follow up with them. Just as when you're sharing the journey of improvement with a staff member, following up with them to see how they are doing and holding themselves accountable to the changes they said they would make demonstrates your commitment to the process. You know, in the area of health and well-being, we often call the people who help us stick to the changes we want to make accountability partners. We need these people because we know change is hard, and it's easy to slip back into old patterns and habits. We realize that we need someone alongside us that not only empowers us, giving us the confidence that we can achieve our goals, but one that follows up with us and helps us identify and overcome those barriers that we need to work through, and then to celebrate our progress. This helps fuel our performance. Audit, assurance, and consulting firm Deloitte recently underwent a comprehensive overhaul of their performance management systems. As staff members Marcus Buckingham and Ashley Goodall wrote about in the 2015 Harvard Business Review article entitled Reinventing Performance Management, they said, "We've defined three objectives at the root of performance management: to recognize, see, and fuel performance." They realized that managing and improving the performance of staff involved a relationship between the evaluator and the employee, with the employee being energized as the result of the process, being seen, being held accountable, and then being fueled to improve. You know, the final factor we're going to discuss is one that I really get excited about, and that's celebration. Let's think about what part celebration plays in empowering your staff. In coaching, we champion or encourage the effort of someone as they exert energy along the way. But when true progress is realized, celebration becomes the honoring of someone's accomplishments. When you have a goal to lose weight and you look down at the scale to see a number 5 pounds less than a week before, that's cause for celebration. When you finally save enough money for something that's been a goal to attain, it's cause for a celebration. And when we finally make strides in a relationship to truly forgive someone and move forward, it's cause for celebration. Same with making progress in the workplace. Making progress in the workplace, especially if it involves professional and personal growth, is cause for celebration. There's a subtle but distinct difference between nurturing, the N of the nudge formula, which is acknowledging, and celebrating, which is involved in empowering someone. According to IPEC, the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, they state, acknowledging is about what people say, about bringing out what they're trying to do, but celebrating is about what they've done. Celebrating an accomplishment may call out something that the staff member hasn't seen or hasn't given much credit to themselves for. It may also underscore the sense of pride they're feeling about their efforts. Taking a moment to celebrate gives the accomplishment importance within the organization and helps the employee understand the value of the accomplishment as well as feeling personally valued and important themselves. It's also important to remember that not everyone appreciates the same type of recognition. Some prefer a private celebration, and others maybe a more public one. But to have someone recognize your hard efforts and growth in a meaningful and healthy way just feels good. The energy associated with growth and their ever-present opportunity to continue to learn and grow is very anabolic or uplifting, as opposed to a feeling of being stuck, not growing, or oppressed, which is extremely catabolic. I love to think of it this way. Organizational change happens one staff member at a time. Personal change for a staff member happens one effort at a time. The value of empowering employees to expend the effort to improve can be immeasurable. In a 2020 article for the Houston Chronicle publication, Chron.com, author Kimberly Leonard speaks to the organizational change that can be realized when employees feel empowered. She cites a 1999 University of Minnesota study that found empowerment is a major motivator to employees. The general idea, it states, is that if they are given the room to succeed, they will, because they have challenges and room to grow laid in front of them. Employees that succeed lead to a successful organization, or in our case, a successful school, which leads to a successful district. An organization fueled by growth and improvement can be a really exciting place to work, where great gains are realized regularly. So as you seek to grow and empower people, your staff, individually and then collectively, don't forget about your own growth and empowerment. You know, having a leadership coach is a great way to have a neutral, unbiased professional by your side to help you dissect situations and determine innovative solutions that will move you and your team forward. CISA 6 Growth and Development Center consultants are certified leadership coaches that can help you unlock your potential to further empower yourself and others. You can contact us at any time for individual or team leadership coaching experience. Thank you for sticking with us in this journey of empowerment as we close out the Nudge Formula. As you know, the only constant in our life is change, so next month we'll explore the landscape of change and consider how to effectively apply the Nudge Formula throughout the year. Thank you again for your continued leadership. May you feel energized to have a great day.